going now to the next Charuz of Lechoidoidi, one before the last. Yomen Usmoil Tifreitzi Ves Hashem Taritzi Al Yadish Ben Farzi Venagila Venismacho Venagila. Al Pipashtos Al Pipashtos. This Charuz is talking about the Gula Asida. In the Gula Asida, it'll be Yomen Ismail Tifreitzi Aydei Ish Ben Parzi. Aydei Ish Ben Parzi, it means Mashiach Ben David, who comes from Peretz. That's why it's called Ish Ben Parzi, because it comes from Peretz Ben Yehuda. And the din is that a Melech is Peretz Geder. And therefore, Yomen of Ismail Tifreitzi. He'll be a koyach to be pirates together. He'll be pirates all the gedorim, yomen u'smail, from right and from left. He'll be able to be pirates the gedorim. Why? Because he has the koyach of ben parzi of melech that's pirates together. That's the simple pshat in the posik, based on a posik in Yeshaya, that this is talking about the gula asida. And then will be v'nismach of an agila. That's the poshet pshutei shel dvarim. But we have to realize, besides Pshutei Shel Dvarim, the Dvarim are talking about Shabbos Kodesh. As it says in Shem Shmuel, that in every Yid in Shabbos, there is an Ur of Melech HaMashiach. Shabbos is a Pchina of Geula, and in every Yid on Shabbos, there's a Nisnoitzitzutz, there's a Nitzutz in him, an Ur of Melech HaMashiach, an Ur of Melech HaMashiach. That Isnoitzitzutz is not Begilui, that Ur of Melech HaMashiach is still a hidden Isnoitzitzutz. Maybe one can say a remez of their Chagimatria, Ur Melech HaMashiach is Begimatria Seser. It's still in Seser that Ur Melech HaMashiach when it comes Shabbos. Or maybe better yet, a Gematria, Ur Mi Melech HaMashiach, with the three words, is Begimatria Shabbos with the Koilel. That Shabbos has the koyach of the Ur of Melech HaMashiach in it. That's the koyach of Shabbos Kodesh, that was zeicha to that Neurdika Ur of Melech HaMashiach. And that's what Yomen Usmoil Tiferetzi is talking about. That Shabbos is Yomen Usmoil Tiferetzi. So we have to know what Yomen Usmoil Tiferetzi means. We know that the Shivim Umeis are Be'etzem two kinds of the Shimon Umetz. They're separated into two groups, 35 and 35. 35 from Yemin and 35 from Smail. 35 come from the Pseiles of Avram Avinu, who's from Yemin, Midas HaChesed, that's called Yemin. 35 come from Smail. 35 come from the Pseiles of Midas HaGvura, the Gvura of Yitzchak, that's Yishmael and Esav. And they are the ones that are Yemin and Smail, 35 from Yemin, 35 the Pseudos of Midas HaChesed, and 35 the Pseudos from Midas HaGvura. And we Shabbos Kodesh, they become bottle. So that means Yomin Usmail Tifreitzu. We know Tifreitzi. We know that Friday is before Shabbos, and Sunday is after Shabbos. We know that Friday is the koyach of those who are Melminim be'Machmud, those who are Melminim in Yishmael, which those are the koyach of Yishmael, and Sunday are the ones who are Melminim be'Yisayish Yimach Shmei, who are the ones who come from the Melminim in Edom. So they are before Shabbos and after Shabbos, because they try to get an achiza on Shabbos from the right of Shabbos and from the left of Shabbos. Before Shabbos is the right, and the end of after Shabbos is the left. And on Shabbos it's Mekuyim, V'hoser Satan Milfoneinu U'me'achreinu. As I described the Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, that on Shabbos there's two koyachos become bottle. The koyach of Yishmael and the koyach of Esav become bottle through the koyach of Shabbos. And the koyach of before Shabbos, the Satan Milfoneinu and the Satan Me'achreinu, the two koyachos become bottle through the koyach of Shabbos. So that's what the Yid says when it comes Friday night. Yomin Usmail Tifreitzi. It should become Nifrat. Yomin, Yishmael, Usmail, and Edom. And Baruch Hashem, I found in Ramami Pano, in Sefer Yoinath Elim, the Ramami Pano says that Yomin Usmail, goes on Seir and Paron, which means Paron, which means Ishmael, that it goes on these two Koichai, says the Ramami Pano. So we understand that when it comes Shabbos Kedish, is Yomen Usmael Tifreitzi. The Koich of Shabbos is Nispashet on Yomen and Smael, and is Gever on the two Nekudes on Yomen Usmael. It's a Dover Moven Mi'ait. It's a Dover Moven Mi'ait, because we know that in the weekdays, we go Tfilin, Tfilin Shayad and Tfilin Shareish, and the Heilige Vilna Goyen was Megala, that when a Yid goes Tfilin, he wears two Ksarim, the Ksarim of Nasa and the Ksarim of Nishma. That's why there are 403 words in Tfilin, because Tfilin is a Tag. Tag in Aramish is a Keser, so in every one of the Tfilin is one Keser, and we wear on the Shalyad one Keser, the Keser of Nasa, and on Shalarish the Keser of Nishma. Those are the two Ksarim. We also know that the Vilna Goyen taught us that Nasa and Nishma are connected Esav and Yishmael. The two Ksarim are connected Nasa, connected Esav, and Nishma connected Yishmael. So when a Yid wears Tfilin in the weekdays, he has a Koyach connected Esav and Yishmael. And when a Yid comes Shabbos Kedish, that instead of Tfilin, he has the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is Momokim Tfilin, he also has the Koyach of Yomen Usmael Tifereisi. And we know that Shabbos, every Yid is Zeicha to the Ksarim of Nasa and Nishma, as it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, that on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives back the Ksarim, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkei, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Ksarim of Klal Yisrael, and on Shabbos, he gives them back to every Yid as a Shaychus to these Ksarim. A whole Shabbos, a whole week, you only have a Shaychus to it. Meshas, you wear Tefillin, but when it comes Shabbos Kedish, you have a Shaychus to it on all of Shabbos. And just like in Tefillin, is Yomen Ismail Tifereitzi, because Tifereitzi is Begematria Keser Elyon, and we say in Pasach Eliyahu that a person says before davening, when he says it, a piece of Zohar HaKadosh that's printed in Svarat Sidurim, it says Keser Elyon Iyu Kakafta the Tefillin. As I state in Pasach Eliyahu, we'll read the Lashon inside 1 second. It says in Pasach Eliyahu that Keser Elyon, that's Kakafta the Tefillin, that's the Koyach for the Yid wearing Tefillin on the goof of his. So that's the Koyach of Tefillin, is Keser Elyon. And when a Yid goes, when a Yid, that it says exactly, Magid Merev, Keser Elyon, Iyo Keser Malchus, Vale Itma Magid Mereshus Achris, Vei Kakafta the Tefillin. Thus, Kakafta the Tefillin. Is a melee, we understand that the Koyach of Tefillin is Keser Elyon. That's the Keser of Tefillin. And through that Keser Elyon, with Zoycha, that Yomen Usmael, Azay Shabbos Kedish, also Zoycha to that Keser Elyon of Yomen Usmael Tifereitzi. If you write Tifereitzi with a Vov, Tifereitzi Mole, some Yisidurim write Tifereitzi Chosar Vov, but if you write Tifereitzi Mole Vov, then Tifereitzi is Begamatria Keser Elyon, and that's the Koyach of Shabbos Kedish, that you have the Koyach of Keser Elyon, that is Yomen Usmael, just like the Tefillin of the Koyach of Yomen Usmael. That is one pshat. That's one pshat in Yomen Usmael. That we spoke about Yishmael and Esav, we spoke about Chesed and Gvura. We could go a step further. We know that Shabbos is the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. Shabbos is Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Yankov is the Koyach of Tifreitzi. Ufaratzta Yomo Vakedma Tzafayin of Anegma. So Yankov is the Koyach of Tifreitzi. That's the Koyach of Shabbos. Because Yaakov is the Midah of Tiferes. The Midah of Tiferes is the Midah that's Koilul, the two Midahs of Chesed and Gvura. He's the one that's Koilul Yomen Usmael. Yankiv Avinu is the Koilul of Yomen Usmael. So half of a fella, and I think that it's based on a Shemeshmul, what I just said, that the Shemeshmul in one of the Bereshah said, it's Vayeshev Omiketz, already refers to it in this Shprach, that Yomen Usmael goes on Chesed and Gvura, and Shabbos he becomes Nichlal and one, because that's the Koyach of Yankiv Avinu. Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, Nachla B'limitzarim, no Gvulim, because it's Ufaratzdos Tifereitzi. That's the Koyach of Yankiv of Tiferes. So we understand Yomen Usmael Tifereitzi on that Bechina. More than that, a different way we can say Yomen Usmael Tifereitzi. And with that, we will also Fadin to understand what means Ve'es Hashem Taritzi. What does it mean Ve'es Hashem Taritzi? We know that there is Yomen Usmael. Yomen Usmael goes on Mitzvah Sasei and Mitzvah Leisese. Mitzvah Sasei are Yomin, Arasiya amitzad midas ha'ava, as the Ramban writes in Parashas Yisrei, that mitzvahs esa come from ava, mitzvahs lois esa come from yira. So mitzvahs lois esa come from the midah of gvura, to be goyver on the smile, to be goyver on the lois, to be goyver on the taiva, to be goyver on the koyach hara. That's the koyach of lois esa. And mitzvahs asei come from ahava, from the midah of chesed. So yomen usmail means we want to be mekayim all tayag mitzvahs. Yomen usmail tefereitzi. He mekayim the tayag mitzvahs. Yomen usmail. The es Hashem taritzi goes on the Torah Akdosha. Torah Akdosha is kula shmeisav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Hashem ekra hovu goydel lelikeinu. It says in Mashah that from there we learn Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because Shem Hashem, Torah Kula Shmeisav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So es Hashem taritzi. Through learning Torah, that's the avoid of Eid. And then that's the koyach of Yomen Usmail Tifreitzi, Ve'es Hashem Taritzi. And if we'll have these two koyaches of Yomen Usmail, the koyach of Torah, of Mitzvah Sasei and Mitzvah Leisase, and we'll be Tifreitzi in the Shleimus of those two Mitzvahs, and we'll be Ve'es Hashem Taritzi, the koyach of Mitzvahs of Torah, then we'll have the koyach Hayad Ishben Paratzi, that's the koyach to bring this Neutitzus of Melech HaMashiach, the Snoitzitzitz of the Ur of the Geula. So we learned one pshat that has to do with the Geula Asida, the Kayach of Yamin Usmail Tiferetzi, that in Geula Asida the Dinim and the Chsadim will all be one. There'll be a bittel of Dinim and Chsadim. It'll be the Pchina of Yamin Usmail will all come together. That will be in the Geula Asida. That's one pshat. And the second pshat and the third pshat, based on the Shem Shmuel and Kisaitse, that when it comes Shabbos Kodesh, one has to realize that Shabbos we have in the Snoitzitzitz of the Ur of Melech HaMashiach, and if we have the Snoitzitzitz of Melech HaMashiach, we have Yomen Usmail, and as we spoke, the two Koiches of Yomen Usmail, the Koich of Yomen Usmail, Mitzad Yishmol and Esav, in the Achoves HaDvarim that we spoke, and then we spoke also about the Yomen Usmail of Torah and Mitzvahs. Let's see a piece of Shem Shmuel, another piece of Shem Shmuel in Parshas Matos, Tov Reish Ayin Vov. Yesh Lohoven, he asks a question. We spoke about that a person as the Ur of Melech HaMashiach. Here he's going to be Marchiv the Dibur. How we could say on Shabbos, Al Yadi Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi, in Isnari Me'of Akumi, and in Yomen Usmail we say Al Yadei Ish Ben Paratzi, I Mashiach doesn't come. Zokt the Shem Shmuel. Be'emes, the Snoitzitzitz of Ur Melech HaMashiach is a constant Ur that comes from Shemayim to Mima'oide Yidin in Golos. The Ur of Melech HaMashiach, which will be in his Gala B'Mehera B'Yomeinu, but he comes and he comes into a Yid's lave to be mechazikim and to be me'oided him while he's in Golos. A murder kechidish, that it's possible where we have our kiyum in Golos, where does the Yid have an ability to overcome the Golos? That it has to do because there's an Ur of Melech HaMashiach, which is mechazikim even in Golos. But the toikif HaGolos befrat, the koyach of Klipas Amalek, is mesoysim that a person can't have a shaykhus to it. That's why in weekdays we don't have such a shaykhus. Zok de Shem Shmuel neyre de kediburim. When it's come to Heilige Shabbos, that it says in Kigavna, Kulen, Arken, they all run away and they all go away. And it becomes a time of Beyoima Shabbos Yiposeach. It opens up on Shabbos. So then a Yid is margish the snoitzitzutz of Melech HaMashiach. A Yid demult has the koyach to be margish that is snoitzitzutz. A neuridike shtikel, what a Yid is zoicha, when it comes the Heilige Shabbos, and it comes the Heilige Shabbos, he has to feel a neuridike rotzein and a neuridike chizuk from Melech HaMashiach. And that's what a person says in Yomen Tismail Tifereitzi Ves Hashem Taritzi, Al Yadish Ben Parzi, Amarik Shemi, the Melech Peretz Geder, will say a neuridike haisofa on the Shem Shmuel. The etzem, there's a gather that Mashiach shouldn't come yet. There's a gather, there's a koyach gather, but Melech HaMashiach is pirates together and he comes to us even in Golos and gives us an Ur. Thus it teaches Ayad Ish Ben Parzi, or the koyach from Peretz, or the koyach from Melech, pirates together. Gather is Megamatria Eir. He can be paired together and bring an Eir into us, even though it's not the time of Geula yet. But he still, you could feel in the snoitzitzitz of the Eir every single Shabbos. And that's why v'nismachav v'nagila, azay in Golus, a Yid can't feel Simcha. Azay a Golus can't feel Simcha. And the Gemara says, Loyakoil Simcha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus, das Tezvav, Eir Zeruah LaTzadik, Yishrei Leiv Simcha, Loyakoil L'simcha, Yisharim L'simcha. But Shabbos was Zeicha to be Yisharim. Shabbos was Zeicha to a Yashrus. Shabbos was Zeicha to become Yishrei Leiv. That's why v'nismacha and v'nagila, Gil is greater than Simcha. Gil is a Simcha that expands on the outside. Simcha is on the inside. Gila is something that goes out even on the outside. How do we Zeicha to that? In Golus, there isn't Simcha and Gila. Avos kum de heilige Shabbos, and when we feel a snoitzitzit from the Eir HaGeula, that's why we're Zeicha to v'nismacha v'nagila. So we realize what the Shem Shmuel gives us, a Neuridike Chizuk, what a Yid should be margish when it comes to the heilige Shabbos, what a Yid should be margish, the Kayach of Geula, and a Yid should be margish, the Chizuk and the Isoidedus. And the Avoida from a Yid is, tishtal zechtu to it, that he shouldn't be seisim the Eir on Shabbos. A Yid should know that on Shabbos the Eibishta opens up the doors. V'yoyim HaShabbos Yipaseach. And a Yid should realize that on Shabbos there comes Neuridike Koiches to a Yid, which gives him the ability to last a whole week through those Koiches of Shabbos. And if we let it in, and we let it into us, then we're Zeicha to that. Yomen Usmael Tiferetzi. Yomen Usmael Tiferetzi. If we look further in the Zmiris of the Arizal, which the Arizal was Mesakin for El Shabbos Kedish, the Arizal also talked about Yemina Usmala. The Arizal in Azamer B'Shvachen says also Yemina Usmala Uveinayu Kala. He says Yemina Usmala from right and left, Uveinayu, in between the Yemin and the Smail, is Kala B'Kshutin Ozlin Monin Levushin. The same thing it says here, also Yomin Usmail Tiferoitzi. They're both on the same basis. Sayyid Arizal writes, Yemino Usmalo Veinayu Kala. And over here, Yomen Usmael Tiferetzi, it means also both the same thing. So let's try and explain it a little bit more. What means Yomen Usmael? What means Yemino Usmalo Uveinayu Kala? What is the two koiches that a Yid has from Yemin Usmael and Veinayu Kala? Yomen Usmael is Rosh Tevis Shai. Is Rosh Tevis Shin Yud. Why is that? We have to realize that when a person is Shomer Mitzvos Aseh and Mitzvos Lo Aseh, a person is Zeicha to Shai Olamos. The Mishnah says at the end of Masechtas Uktzin, Osit Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Osit Kol Tzadik Tzadik L'Hanchel Shloish Meis V'Eser Olamos, every Tzadik will have Shai Olamos. The Arizal is Megala. Why we have Shai Olamos? It's based on Azer HaKadosh. 207 come from one side and 103 come from the other side. From Yomin and Smail, from right and left, a person is Zeicha to 310 Olamos. 207 he gets for the Eir. 207 is Eir. 207 is Megamatria Eir. He gets from the Mitzvot Aseh that he does. 103 he gets from being Goyver on the Loisese. And therefore he gets 310 Olamos. That's why the Rosh Tevis of Yomin and Smoil is Shai Olamos. That's why the Chido says Shai is Rosh Tevis, Simcha and Yira. It's Mamish Meredik why Rosh Tevis Shai is Simcha and Yira. Because the Avodah of Mitzvot Aseh comes from the Midah of Simcha, and the Avodah of Zgabrus Aloysese comes from Yira. And if we realize that the Shai Olamos come from these two Nekudas, from being Zeicha to these two Nekudos, a person should realize that that's the Koyach of the Shai Olamos, Simcha and Yira. Simcha from the Mitzvot Aseh, Yira from the Zgabrus Aloysese. And that lies in the Yomen Usmail. A person is Zeicha to Shai Olamos. It says, Osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Shlosh Esrei V'Eser Olamos L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. To every Tzadik V'Tzadik. Everybody asks on the Mishnah, why is there a Kefal HaLoshen Tzadik V'Tzadik? It's enough if we would say in the Mishnah, Osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik Shai Olamos. Why does it have to say Tzadik V'Tzadik? What is the reason it says tzaddik v'tzaddik? The reason is because a person has two avodos in being a tzaddik. We're not talking about two tzaddikim. We're talking about tzaddik v'tzaddik. We're talking about the same person, that he has to be a tzaddik v'tzaddik. What does it mean he has to be a tzaddik v'tzaddik? A person was given two brises. A person was given bris aloshin, which he has to watch his dibur, which that is be'etzem a bris of asei toiv, which is made for Torah and Tefillah, which is made to be asei toiv. And a person was given the bris amila, which that is the koyach of a sur meira. So be'etzem the shai oilamos, which come for asei toiv and sur meira, are tolui in tzaddik v'tzaddik. Every Shmira Sabris is a midah of tzaddik. So the midah of tzaddik v'tzaddik means that he has to have both koiches. He has to have the koich of gvura to be misgaber on the tensiones that try to take away his kedusha, and he has to have a tzaddik to be use the koich of bris aloshin for dibur toif, to use it for the right dibur. Those are the two koiches that a yid has to have. Tzaddik v'tzaddik is begematria v'ahavta. A yid is zeicha to v'ahavta, to the shleimis of ahavta, to the shleimis of avos Hashem. How is a yid zeicha to the shleimis of avos Hashem if he has these two koiches? So now we're going to take everything that we spoke and in one gematria to remember everything. Rav Mendel Shklover tells us, Yeshu u'machmud, Yeshu and Machmud, Abba Gematria 114. Where does it say Zakra Mendel Shklova in the Gemara and Masechtas Megillah? The Gemara says Yosed Tkua Li Yisrael. There's a Yosed. A Yosed is a, I don't know how to say a Yosed in English. A stake, whatever it is. A big nail that's Tkua Li Yisrael. Zakra Mendel Shklova. Who's this Yosed? The Yosed is Yeshu and Mahmud. Debe Gematria Yosed. How are you misgaber on this Yosed? Yosed is Akramendu Shklava, is Begematria Vahavta. What is the Vahavta? Tzadik Vitzadik. One the Kaba Yemin, one the Kaba Ismail. One on the Kayach of Yishmael, one on the Kayach of Esav. So that all lies in that one Nakuda. Yamin Ismail. To have the Yamin Ismail Tiferati, to have the Yamin and the Ismail, the Shai Oilavis, which come from Tzadik Vitzadik, which come from the two meters of Tzadik Vitzadik, which bring out the Vahavta, which give you the Isgabrus on the Yomin, on the Yesh, on the Mahmud, on those that come from Ishmael, and on the Yeshu, on those that come from Esav, which those are the two that are the Yosed, and that we are gave through the Vahavta, those are the Kayach from Shabbos. And that's why it says in B'nai Yisoschar, in the name of Ramen of Rabbi Heschel Zidichoiva, that Shabbos is Begematria, Ahava b'chol lev, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol miyot, because that's the avodah of Shabbos ve'ahavta, the shleimus of ahavta, and with that shleimus of ahavta, we're zeicha to be misgaber on the yomen usmail, and we're zeicha to be margish the aura of the shai olamos. Every single Shabbos a yid can be zeicha to be margish that aura from the shai olamos, which also the Kodesh Baruch Hu of a Shabbos is me'en olam haba. So he has a me'en of those shai olamos every single Shabbos through the yomen usmail tiferet.